Muy buenas noches, queridos amigos. Estamos muy contentos de estar de vuelta, de seguir transmitiendo con mayor frecuencia. Y ahí andamos, pues echándole ganas, contactando de nuevo a nuestros buenos amigos melómanos como Diego y compañía, que le mandamos un gran saludo para volver a incluir otros géneros y como la cumbia, el hip hop, el dancehall y más allá. En dos semanas creo que Diego vendrá a mezclar para nosotros y será un gran honor recibirlo. Pues como anunciamos, nos enteramos del fallecimiento de este gran poeta Jill Scott Heron, que algunos ya habrán escuchado las menciones de Public Enemy y demás personalidades del hip hop que le han rendido gran tributo. Y nos pareció buen pretexto primero para hacer un mini tributo y explorar un poco la música que estuvo alrededor de la lucha de los derechos civiles y sobre todo la lucha de las panteras negras a finales de los 60, 70 en Estados Unidos. Así que ahora vamos a comenzar con Syl Johnson y estoy hablando de libertad. Un saludo, Itzeder, si nos estaría escuchando por ahí en algún momento.
When you hear what I've got to say, I'm sure you won't be able to turn your head away. 'Cause what I'm gonna talk about, nobody wants to be without. Makes no difference who you are or what color you happen to be. As long as you're alive and breathing, this has got to be one of your needs. I'm talking about freedom, yeah. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom, y'all. Freedom for you and me. And every living thing that breathes. You're gonna have to say my, oh my, oh my, oh my. And all of the water that's in the sea, oh, how it flows so very free. Makes no difference who you are or what color you happen to be. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if everybody could feel free. Freedom for you. Daddy, your little sister needs freedom, y'all. Freedom to do as I choose to do. Come on, y'all, give me some freedom. I want some freedom. Come on, come on, come on, give me some freedom, y'all. Give me some freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom.
bueno, para el programa de hoy fue realmente difícil ahora discriminar, porque me basé en los dos volúmenes de la colección de Black and Proud, unos discos que, unas recopilaciones que documentan un, con algunas omisiones a los exponentes más importantes de la música que estuvieron involucrados con la lucha de los derechos civiles y la protesta, y entre ellos está pues el poeta Jill Scott Heron, que bueno, ahora que lo escuchemos pues tiene pues grandes influencias en el hip hop, y precisamente porque fueron de los primeros en empezar a mezclar la poesía, por lo menos entre la música negra, la poesía con el activismo social y la música. Pero antes de ir con él, vamos a ir con Earl Sixteen, un compadre más reciente del reggae que aparece en la recopilación. Y hay dos películas que me vienen a la mente, dos documentales en realidad, para los interesados en informarse más sobre todo lo que ocurrió en Estados Unidos en esta época en relación con la lucha de las Panteras Negras y los derechos civiles, y uno es un documental que estuvo, si mal no me equivoco, en Ambulante este año, que se llama The Black Panther Mixtape, una cosa así, que fue material de la de reporteros suecos que recopilaron, que hicieron durante el momento, y no, y creo que estuvieron enlatados mucho tiempo, los descubrieron, los editaron, y es un documento bastante interesante. Y otro documental que se llama The Weathermen Underground, que te acerca todo, pues, a todo el movimiento revolucionario que realmente fue tal, a pesar del aparato represor gigantesco que con el que cuenta los Estados Unidos, y que es realmente un gran, gran documental para enterarse de cómo estuvo allá, cómo estuvieron allá los trancazos y lo que lograron, ¿no? Porque sí tuvieron un par de victorias importantes, entre ellas, pues, limitar la acción del FBI, ¿no? Que no es poca cosa. Pues bueno, ahora la canción anterior, Malcolm X, pobre Malcolm X, viene a cuento porque justamente el grupo que viene, Los Últimos Poetas, The Last Poets, es un grupo que afroamericano que decidió juntarse y mezclar la poesía con la música y incendiar conciencias, y lo fundaron justamente la fecha de nacimiento de Malcolm X, si no me equivoco, y ellos son en gran medida responsables de que el joven poeta Jill Scott Heron se haya interesado por combinar su poesía con la música. Entonces, vámonos con esto que se llama Black Wish.
Black day is coming. Wish. Black day is here.
I am a black wish.
Wish.
I am the thought of all things,
black
thinking of wishing for something to come true. I am the wish and the wishbone that white people break for good luck, and the next day one of them falls and breaks their neck. I am the wish that makes Walt Disney wish upon a star shining like the light of truth in the darkest night. Wish upon my star, Walt Disney, for I am truth. I am the wish that makes the white faggot wish that the nachos he's eating for lunch would follow him home for dinner. I am the wish that makes the Creole lady wish she had the body of Cleopatra, the voice of Billie Holiday, the sexiness of Uncle Kit, and the apple of Abby Lincoln, for then she would be truly beautiful, and her hairdresser would have to wish if she knew for sure. I am the wish that makes George Wallace wish he could make love to Lola Falana. I am the wish that makes all niggas and Negroes wish for alligator shoes, white thighs, El Dorados, and wish that they didn't run out of wishes. I am the wish that makes Nina Simone wish she knew how it felt to be free. I am the wish all black people are wishing for. I am the wish of freedom. Yes, I am the wish of black freedom. And I wish, and I wish, and I wish, and I wish I know, and I know I wish, and I wish I know, and I know I wish, and I wish, and I know, and I know, and I know that wish will come true.
El deseo negro, como se llama la pieza, y algunos te recordarán, pues, la rola de los Stones, Painted Black, que cobra totalmente otro sentido con el mismo título este poema de Jill Scott Heron.
Picture a man of nearly 30 who seems twice as old, with clothes torn and dirty. Give him a job shining shoes or cleaning out toilets with bus station crews. Give him 6 children with nothing to eat. Expose them to life on a ghetto street. Tie an old rag around his wife's head and have her pregnant and lying in bed. Stuff them all in a Harlem house and then tell them how bad things are down south.
This is called The Vulture, and a lot of people think it's a poem, and after they hear me sing it, they're sure it's a poem. But we're gonna take a shot at it anyway. Remember, this is a feel-like thing. do whatever you feel like. If you feel like clapping your hands, you can do that. Standing in the ruins, ooh, of another black man's life. Flying through the valley that's separating day and night. I am death, cried the vulture. Yes, for the people of the light. Charon brought his raft, came from a sea that sails on souls. I saw the scavenger departing, whoa, taking warm hearts to the cold. He knew the ghetto was a haven for the meanest creature ever known. In a wilderness of heartbreak, yes, and a desert of despair, evil's clarion of justice, oh, shrieks a cry of naked terror. He's taking babies from their mamas and leaving grief beyond compare. Are coming, and he's flying circles in your mind. There'll be no escaping, for he will follow close behind. Only promise me a battle. Yeah, battle for your soul and mine. Your soul and mine. He's taking babies from their mamas, and he's leaving, 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 leaving.
Thank you. That's called the vulture.
Pues eso fue el zopilote, si no me equivoco, lo que es vulture en español. Y quiero aprovechar para mandar un gran saludo a Irene, otra gran mentora en cuestiones de radio, que es otra historia, pero mi participación en una en Radio Lora, que está por allá en Zurich, en una radio fantástica, pues tuvo mucho que ver con ella. Y ahora que nos está escuchando y saludando en línea, pues aprovecho para mandarle un gran abrazo a ahora las al cálido verano de Zurich. Esperemos que no esté lloviendo tanto por allá. Y bueno, a lo mejor algunos de ustedes ya habían escuchado sin querer a Jill Scott Heron referido cuando escucharon la versión de Molotov de La Revolución No Será Televisada. Siento que no le hace mucho honor a lo que es. Y vámonos con lo original, que fue, bueno, de hecho este tema también lo usaron para hacer un documental acerca del golpe de estado que sufrió Hugo Chávez a principios de la década pasada.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Pues como bien lo dijo Jill Scott, la revolución va a ser en vivo, no va a ser pasada por Televisa ni diferida, ¿no? Y para terminar con este mini homenaje al buen Jill Scott Heron, porque después musicalmente tenemos que acercarnos a la segunda parte del el programa de hoy, que corre a cargo del buen Isra, que nos llevará a través de la música de los Funkadelics, pues nos despedimos de Jill Scott con ¿Quién pagará las fallas o la reparación de mi alma, ¿no? ¿Quién tomará ese costo?
Who'll pay reparations on my soul? Documents written, many directions for the aid that was given. They gave us pieces of silver and pieces of gold. Tell me who'll pay reparations on my soul. Many fine speeches. Oh yeah, from
call my brother a junkie, say he ain't got no job, no job, no job. Told my old man to leave me when times got hard, so hard. Told my mother she's got to carry me all by herself.
And now that I wanna
be a man,
I can't depend on no one else.
Evitar sentir un poco de nostalgia por estar escuchando estos mensajes, ver cómo en algún momento el oponerse a algo tan jodido como la discriminación pues sacó a la sensibilidad artística, las verdades del activismo social más claras y que se hayan articulado de una manera tan buena, pues me hace pensar en nuestros tiempos, ¿no? Que ojalá encontremos la forma, a lo mejor con pues las protestas de Javier Sicilia o no sé qué tiene que pasar para empezar a volver a articular un discurso en pro de la dignidad, ¿no? Y la discriminación igual aquí no ha estado fundamentada en leyes y cosas así, pero sigue siendo muy vigente y ojalá en algún momento pasemos de la discriminación a la exploración de la diversidad. Aquí vamos con Hank Ballard y una rola que se llama Blackenites, que habla sobre tomar conciencia de tu identidad.
You fellas better quit jiving. You better get yourself together and get blacker now, 'cause that's the real thing that's happening now.
So-called brothers telling lies. You just signifying. You better go to a natural school. Negroes get hot, black people get in the pool. I don't know whether you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black or not. It took me a long time to cut my hair. The reason why, I wasn't aware. I didn't understand what it meant to be a man. But that's the only way in this man's land. I don't know whether you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black or not. You've been leaning on others to be your keeper. That's why they call you Negroes and colored people. You better change your strap and get in the swing. Find yourself and do your own thing. Now, I don't know whether you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black or not. Hit it! Before you can get recognized, you got to be blackenized. Now I'm gonna tell you one more time. Better try to find yourself, brother. And let me tell you something. Took me a long time to cut my hair. The reason why, I wasn't aware. I didn't understand what it meant to be a man. But that's the only way in this man's land. I don't think you realize, before you get your respect, you got to be black and white. Been leaning on others to be your keeper. That's why they call you Negroes and colored people. Better change your strut and get in a swing. Find yourself and do your own thing. I don't know whether you realize, before you get recognized, you got to be black and white. Hit it! I don't know whether you realize, before you get recognized, brother, you got to be black and ass. And you don't have to be like an Oreo cookie, brother. Black on the outside and white on the inside. Now black and ass are not in the dictionary, but today is so necessary.
Y como vieron, ya empezamos con la música de la misma compilación, compilación creo que no existe en español, a ponernos en un tono un poco más movidón, más rockero. Vamos con Sons of Love para acercarnos al mundo de los funkadelics. continuación vamos con una de las joyitas del volumen 2 de esta recopilación, que es Ghetto Child de Curtis Mayfield.
Never smile. Broken home, father gone, mama tired, so is all alone. Kinda sad, kinda mad. Ghetto child, thinking he's been had, but I can just hear him in the back of his mind saying, didn't have to be here, you didn't have to love for me, while I was just a nothing child, why couldn't y'all just let me be, let me be, let me be, let me be.
Artista que también estuvo apoyando este movimiento, que quizás para mí me sorprendió un poco, fue Marvin Gaye, y nos vamos con You're the Man.
I vote to you if you can pull the country through. You're the man.
You've been talking to dreamers, go your way. Tell us not to worry. You say we won't be led astray. So blind from signifying.
don't you understand? There's misery in the land. You understand? There's misery in the land. Don't you understand? There's misery in the land. Don't you understand? There's misery in the land. There's misery in the land.
Politics and hypocrites is turning us all into lunatics. Can you take the guns from our sons and right all the wrong this administration has done? Peace and freedom are the issues.
Incluida también esta recopilación que se llama Galactic, y su mensaje: hay algo mal con esta escena.
¶¶
Llegamos al momento de presentar a los Staple Singers con la rola Respétate. Y bueno, como escuchan, a lo mejor no lo distinguieron con esta rola, pero ya llevamos un rato en Audionautas queriendo fiesta. Así que lo más probable es que este sábado en 8, ya que su servidor se libera de algunos compromisos, impuestos, como diplomados, así que ahorita ya estoy perdiendo mucho el interés en ellos. El sábado quizás en la tradicional sede de San Borja hagamos el maratón de transmitir por lo menos unas 6, 7, 8 horas continuas, acompañado de algunas carnes, algunas buenas bebidas y amistades, para que estén atentos. Respecto a las inquietudes que nos han llegado sobre los podcasts, aguanten la vara, prometemos que ya estamos poniéndonos más atentos para grabar estas sesiones, y bueno, sacaremos pronto alguna otra cuenta en Podomatic o alguna cosa así para subir las últimas canciones. Y ya estamos llegando al final de mi parte. Vamos, dentro de poco estaremos con los Funkadelics, pero decidí terminar con esta canción que se llama El Ingrediente Principal. Las rolas son Semillas Negras, porque creo que resume un poco agrupa todas las expresiones musicales que escuchamos el día de hoy, y tiene un saborcillo medio épico que vale la pena para clausurar. Ya me dirán ustedes.
Speak drums, tell the real story. For the people who would condemn in slavery time their brothers and sisters for being ignorant. Listen to the story the drums tell. They say, you black man should love those brothers and sisters even in death. Because that valiant struggle for life made you what you are today. So keep on growing for them, in mind, in body, and in soul.
Planted in a big uncultured land, yeah. Planted by a black uncultured man. No one gave much thought to the Black Sea, yeah. No one seemed to care about his need. Oh, black seas keep on going. Black seas keep on going. Without water, the sea just couldn't last for long. And strong. It grew in song that was so unfit to song. Still that black sea continued to grow. Oh, black seas keep on growing. Ooh, black seas keep on growing. You got it, I got it. And come out smelling sweet and looking fresh. Black seas keep on growing. Black seas keep on growing. You got it, I got it. Oh yeah, yeah. You got it, I got it. The man who plants it around does feel proud. Just push together harder and the battle will be won. Look back in time 400 years, see what they have done. Don't let them down. Oh, let the people know. This ain't no time to be slow. You look good standing tall. Don't let them down, no.
Bueno, y pues bien, para dar paso a la sesión de lo que es los Funkadelics, bueno, pues yo soy Israel y mi parte de la aportación a este pequeño tributo a Jill Scott es esto, el hombre blanco en la luna, que es como un poema que en lo particular a mí me gusta el mensaje que trae y que hace referencia a eso, ¿no? A cuando los negros están pagando impuestos y haciendo todo el servicio del trabajo rudo, ellos le dicen, ¿por qué está el hombre blanco en la luna, no? Esto es Jill Scott y el hombre blanco en la luna, el blanquito en la luna, más bien.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. That's it.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.